Homer is mourning the death of a beloved writer, scientist, and teacher. Eva Salinas died January 16th of cancer. Homer Council on the Arts will award Salinas a Lifetime Achievement Award posthumously today. The Ketchikan Bay campus of the Kenai Peninsula College will hold a memorial reading this evening. KBBI's Daisha Eaton has more.
Eva Salinas' poems capture a snapshot of rural life in Homer, where she lived. Her student, Miranda Weiss, reads one of her favorites.
This poem is called The Egg Couplets. Only one egg today when I trudged out to throw slop to the hens, scatter ash on the path. It's February, the sun's coming back, and now when he hears my voice, Olaf throws his head back and crows.
Salinas was a scientist, a poet, an essayist, and an instructor at the local college. She also worked as a professor through the low residency MFA in creative writing program at University of Alaska Anchorage. And she helped organize the Ketchikan Bay Writers Conference. She's best known for her work about whales called Into Great Silence, a memoir of discovery and loss in the realm of vanishing orcas, now assigned in college classrooms. But she also wrote poetry in books titled Many Ways to Say It and Prayer in Wind. Salinas is remembered for her ability to mix artistic and scientific writing and an openness that fostered creativity in her students.
I hadn't really read much writing by somebody who was both a poet and a scientist, or somebody who could write lyrically and also, you know, richly scientific and with a real keen eye to natural history. That was new to me.
Weiss says her first class with Salinas hooked her. Salinas lit a candle in the middle of the room and then asked the students to tell their own stories.
I imagine that these were stories people had never written about and likely never even told anybody about, stories from people's lives, the lives of the people in the class. And so she just had this way of inviting that and making that okay and inviting people to write what was really important to them.
Salinas' final book, Becoming Earth, is set to come out in 2017. It starts with reflections on her recurrence of cancer and moves through the process of her anger dealing with it, then ends with meditations on death. Miranda Weiss says she remembers her teacher best through that poem about her simple walk to the chicken coop and back.
I just walked to the chicken coop and back. That was all. I placed an egg in the tray that marks a string of days laid out like that. A life lived out, egg by egg. It was pretty good.
Pretty good, say friends and colleagues, is an understatement. And they'll be there Friday evening to celebrate just how well Salinas lived and died. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.